views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and we have a live show for you all today. Just want to thank you all for listening and ready to get started. Today is July the 11th, 2017. It is a Tuesday, and we have a live show for you today. So definitely just want to thank you all for listening and being a part of the network. And looking forward to having today's show. Also, and before we get started in that, everyone, if you would please, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork. And when you do that, you'll see on the home page, you'll see that there is the donation prompt that's right there. And once you see that, it's in green, the holding hands, just hit that, and then that will pull up everything that you need to know about how you can be a part of this network and support it, because you're the only one that can actually do that. So very, very important that we continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Another way that you can support the network is by going to, oh, let me just say this, all your donations, regardless of what their size is greatly appreciated, and sincerely, sincerely appreciate you giving, you know, feeding the roots so that we can continue to bear good fruit. So also, another way that you can actually support the network is by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media network that was put together in your, in, you know, with you in mind, you as the demographics, you as the listeners. And it was put there so that, excuse me, so that you could engage in some of your social media activities without being adversely affected. And that is what the overall goal is, and I say that is being met because, you know, on the other networks such as the mainstream ones, everything you do, nothing, just because they don't charge you any cash or you don't have to make a monetary payment to them doesn't mean that it's free. There's a lot. Your identity is being sold. And not only that, the adversity of it all, from people knowing things about you that you would otherwise would not have want them to know, and how that affects you in the overall business and job market, is phenomenal. It's definitely, you know, it's a dequalifier. So definitely be mindful of that. Okay, so come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year. You don't even have to worry about that at all. Just come on in. You can promote yourself, your business, or some event that you think needs to have more public exposure. You can do that with us through BTR Community. And it is only $24 a month. And you could also find that on the web, on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network. Or you can just simply go to www.btrcommunity and sign up there, okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, especially in these times and what's going on in the world, you can definitely do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in the what's in inventory, and then email info at prosperitymint.com is on the website. Make sure you do that so someone can get in contact with you and explain to you the overall purchasing process, so you'll know exactly what it is that you're getting and how to do it, and I want you to acquire the metals correctly, okay? So definitely do that. Reach out to them, okay? Also, let me really quickly, if you are interested in being a part of our TradeCoin Club, where you actually TradeCoin Club is where you can trade the cryptocurrencies, and especially, and I'm going to be talking about a little bit of that today, especially for where things is going. They said that they were going to be going down. They definitely went down, and it's going to be, you know, in my opinion, is going to be another significant move back up very, very soon, probably within the next week or so. It's going to start moving up, and I think it's going to make a real, so be a part of that. You can do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com. And for those of you that are in BTR Community, you can simply go to the page for Tando Radio Show, and you'll see it in the postings, the TradeCoin Club. Join there, and it's been doing very well for me. It will do well for you. It's very extremely easy. The only hard process is getting started. And you want to get started, ladies and gentlemen, before everything jumps off. And I'm talk a little bit about that in today's show to make you aware of that. Also, there is a GoFundMe campaign that is going on that we would like to support, and we want you all to support as well. It's for my man, William Emanuel. William Emanuel, last month, almost 1 month ago, just finished up his chemotherapy treatment, and because he had germ cell cancer, and we want to get him and assist him and his family to get him the proper nutrition for him to have a full and speedy recovery from the chemotherapy itself and the overall cancer, and so that it will stay in remission, and definitely in your overall nutritional value is definitely important with that. So if you would, go to GoFundMe.com, and the address is www.GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee5P-3500. So it's SUY5P-3500. So please definitely go there, check out, and definitely give some of your financial energy to this young man so that he can continue to heal and move forward to do all the things that his great talents and abilities have in store for him. So greatly appreciate all of you that have started. Okay, so we're going to jump into today's show. What did I forget? Oh, everyone that is signed up for the TradeCoin Club, you know who you are. We're going to have another call after Tando Radio Show for about 10 to 15 minutes, so you can do it immediately after Tando Radio Show. Just give me like 5 minutes. Because I just want to catch up with you all with some things very, very important. Okay? So definitely right after Tando Radio Show, we'll do another TradeCoin Club conference call. It won't be long. Last night was kind of long, but it won't be as long as that. All right. So today's show, today is Tuesday, the 11th, 7-11, 2017. Today's show is part two of the spirit of the law, harmonic frequencies. And so we're going to definitely do that, and because we didn't get as much into it yesterday. Great, great show yesterday for all of you. Brother Davis, Roz, Mel and everyone that engaged in yesterday's show. Greatly appreciate it, and great show. So this is why we had to have part two today, and we're going to take a look at some things. But before we finish that, there was a couple of articles that I didn't get to, that I thought were really important from yesterday, and I'm going to pick it up from there, and then we're going to jump right into it. So we're going to jump right into what's in the news and get into today's show. There was an article, and I'm telling you, this stuff is all coming together. I want to just say this. What you're seeing starting to unfold is major. This is, I think, we are now in the major false flag realm, and I anticipate a false flag happening somewhere relatively soon, because that's just where we are. We're in that phase right now, and it's going to spin off into other things, because the purge is definitely speeding up and is going to take some very drastic turns and dives, and so just want you all to be aware of that, and we'll talk a little bit about that today. So one of the articles from yesterday, this came from the Hill, and Senator Lindsey Graham, a senior senator, Republican, on Sunday said celebrity figurehead President Trump's plan to work with Russia on cybersecurity is pretty close to the dumbest idea I ever heard, said Senator Lindsey Graham. I call him Linda. But you know what? This was yesterday, and then everything has been kind of building up, because that's what the system wants, and the propaganda is deep, and the overall events that are unfolding, believe me, this is a psyop. It's an operation to get where the system wants us to be, and that is surrendering in fear. So this is going to unfold in a very, very dramatical, that is going to be crisis producing situations that are completely manipulated. This is all a setup, ladies and gentlemen. It's been setting up for a while, and now is the perfect time to spring it, and in my opinion, that's exactly what the system is going to do. So yesterday, celebrity figurehead Lindsey Graham said that Trump, because when Trump was at G20, he said he wanted to work with Russia on cybersecurity. And Lindsey Graham said, it's pretty close to the dumbest thing I ever heard. That's pretty close to the dumbest thing I ever. This is tells you where everything is. It's all an act. We're seeing the actors play the roles that they are supposed to play, read the scripts that they're supposed to read, and say the things that they've been directed to say. And this is where the drama is going to get thick, and I just don't want us to be caught off guard. So that was on one of the articles from yesterday. And then my man, L.A. Ramon, on yesterday's show, he had a comment. He says, curing cancer with sound and resonance frequency comment. He says, for years I've been, let me see more on this. Okay, here we go. Real quick. My man, L.A. Ramon said, for years I would talk to my wife about the importance of allowing me space when I'm in the studio creating music. As a child, I discovered the therapeutic qualities of sound through music. Later, I began to pursue professional music productions, and I recall being asked, what makes you happy? My response was, when I'm creating music, sound. Often I will allow myself to loop a note and allow it to repeat a while. I sit and absorb the harmonic frequencies. Yes, L.A. Ramon, I do that myself all the time. My children, as we, you know, when they were growing up, they used to say, you know, they used to get upset. Says, Dad played the same song over and over and over, because I'm getting deep into. So I know what you mean, brother. All right. So while I sit and absorb the harmonic frequencies from the tones in the loop mode, you can feel each vibration. I interpret it as the healing voice of sound, and I support most of what this article says. Excuse me. Sound as therapy and sound as healing fact. It is a healing source of pain, a healing source for pain, physical pain, spiritual, emotional, mental, medicine, etc. We should never forget sound waves is the creator of all communications. Very true. Extremely true. Where I've seen some of the most convincing evidence of sound or sound waves therapy is with artistic children. If you want artistic children to behave, put on some good music, and you most likely will get their attention and cooperation. Sorry about that, everyone. So true, L.A. Ramon, and I'm glad you posted that. Meant to get it to it yesterday. So, L.A. Ramon, if you're around, definitely you can give us a call in today. And anyone else can give us a call in today about today's show. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, we'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. Okay, let me cover a couple of these and we'll get into it. Next one, it says they got this one from Business Insider. More Bitcoin regulations are coming. That's because the CTF, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, has made an exception into September. They just basically are going to allow Bitcoin to be traded on the COMEX, but not traded as a currency, but as a commodity. And like I was saying yesterday, there's some good and bad sides to that. So check out that. So, and L.A. Ramon said, I knew it wouldn't be long before the SEC would get involved. Too much monetary activity. All the taxes getting away. Wow, hold on one second. Sorry about that, all. Had to fix this real quick. All right, so my man L.A. Ramon said, I didn't mean to have that dead air, but it never fails. At 5 o'clock, a bunch of people call me, I guess because they're getting off work and everything else. Had to take that one real quick. All right, so too much monetary activity, all taxes, all that tax money getting away. It's too much for these predators not to demand a piece of the pie. It's been a year that the SEC... No interest on cryptocurrencies. Don't know who, but they thought they were fooling those statements. So true. That's it. The SEC needs to get the promise of milk and honey. That's so true. And so that's going to be coming. So the next one, article, check out this one. My man Rise posted this one. Poor quality sleep increases Alzheimer's risk. He got that one. Where did I get the Guardian? Next article. I got this from Yahoo. And I was wondering, I'm going to say this real quick before we jump into the other half of the what's in the news and get going. It's got this one from Yahoo. I thought it was pretty interesting, and I'm not surprised. It says, here's a tuna fish sliced in half, yet still floundering, refused to die. And check out this video. There was a tuna that was actually cut in half. It was basically pretty much filleted and everything else, and it was still jumping around for it was completely cut in half, no head, no anything else, and it was jumping around for a while. And now in my former days in law enforcement, I did see where people that had were that had passed away or were killed, they would have involuntary motion, but this was probably some of the most I've ever seen, and it was difficult because there was a couple of instances. I know in LA there was a couple of shootings that I went to. Was one in particular, and one person had was killed, and the family was there, which is always extremely, extremely difficult. And so the family was there, and the paramedics had pronounced and left it as a crime scene, and the body was still there. Well, and during that time, the worst thing happened was actually the body rose up, and the family, and it was a bunch of people that were out, and the family actually went pretty upset. And because the body had rose up, but that's something that definitely happens. But I've never seen it happen like this before. And I was wondering, could that be a part of the severity of this one? Could that be a part of the radiation that tuna had actually st- started to have stored in the body. Not quite sure, just me thinking, because Fukushima is still the biggest risk to us all, and is actively degrading our overall health globally. The major event is Fukushima. So next article, I got this one from Crypto Coin News. U.S. CFTC approves blockchain startup. Ledger X as cryptocurrency swap execution facilities. And so this is, once again, a play on that. Not that good. This is going to be major. Good and bad, but it's a whole lot more to it. All right, so let me jump into some of the stuff within today's news. Very, very important. Let me just hit some of the major points because I want to get in so to today's show. All right, so today's show is part two. One article I posted from Daily Wire. Welcome to California. It says, 9 most bankrupt states in America. Is yours on the list? Check that out. I'm just going to read through this real quickly to get to it. Next article. Fresh from the budget deal, Illinois waits fate of creditors rating. Chicago, a decision on whether this Illinois becomes the first U.S. state whose bonds ratings tip into junk was not intimate on Monday, as the credit rating agency says they were still reviewing the states. And this is going to be huge. It's going to happen. But there's many, many states. We'll talk about this on Financial Friday, in the importance of it in this fake wealth part two that we'll be having. Very, very important. Next article from AOL.com. Didn't even know AOL was still around. North Korea is sitting on a secret stockpile of minerals worth trillions. And this is what I was saying yesterday, why North Korea is so vitally important. It's because of this overall rare earth minerals, its precious metals holdings that it has. And that's why I know that they have, well, I don't know, but the likelihood of them having nuclear weapons is so great because of their ability to use their own natural resources and the assets, particularly the most important one, silver. That is the key to that whole thing. Without silver, you have no nuclear technology as weapon-based material. None whatsoever. But this is why North Korea has it. So let me just read this. And North Korea is notorious, and this is why the big push is going on there, and we'll touch on that a little bit today, too. North Korea is notorious for its totalitarian regime and human rights violations. Few people may realize that the secretive country is also sitting on trillions of untapped wealth embedded deep beneath the country's mountainous zone, and are some 200 variants of minerals, including gold, iron, zinc, copper, magnesium, limestone, tungsten, graphite, but it doesn't say silver, because they never will tell you about silver, because they never want you to know how valuable that is. That is the reason why North Korea is the tipping point for so many things, and that is because, and this is why they've been trying to get in there since the 50s, and China knows this. They're not going to allow that area to be fall into the holdings of anyone.
Oh, Dave got knocked off the board. He'll call back in. I actually will call him. Sorry about that. This is Scotty, the station manager. He just dropped off the board. That kind of happens sometimes, so just make sure that he's aware that he is not on the board. Okay, let me see. This might be him calling back. Not sure. Okay, give me just a second as I try to get him back on. We got you back, Dave.
Yeah, got you back. Sorry about that, Scott. I don't know what happened. Guess just went out. What was the Scotty? Did you hear where I went out on?
You were talking about Fukushima.
Wow, it was going that long? Oh, sorry about that, you all. Okay.
No, you just dropped off. I'm sorry, because I was multitasking, man. I was listening.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Don't worry about it. Okay, cool. All right, so we're going to pick back up. Let me just get back on this page real quick. Okay, so in Strategic Melon, if you could, did you hear me talk about, I don't know if you're in the chat room, did you hear me talk about North Korea with their large holdings of, did you hear that one?
Hey, Dave?
Yes.
Yeah, you were just mentioning, you know, the precious metals that, China had, North Korea didn't want to tip their hand, and I believe the last thing you were commenting on was how China would never tell you about the amount of silver that they had on hand because it is, in fact, so precious.
Yes, now, okay. That's Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate that. Thanks, Scotty. And thank you, Strategic Melanie. I got your email. I mean, chatted with me real quick. Right, we're talking about gold. Okay, cool. Thank you, sister. All right, so it went out right where Scotty said. Okay, so it wasn't too much. So next article I had, this one came from Lying Like a Fox News. U.S. successful testing of the THAAD missile system amidst the North Korean tension. Now, I hope because they had a couple of successful things with that THAAD system, I hope they don't think that now that they get emboldened to actually engage North Korea, because that will be an ugly thing. We'll talk a little bit about that when we keep moving today. Also, China says that China's responsibility theory on North Korea has to stop. Basically, China's telling the U.S., slow down, sit down, trying to tell us that we need we need to control North Korea. Actually, China can't do that because China actually needs North Korea. North Korea needs China. That's why in Korean War in the 50s, when the U.S. and South Korea engaged North Korea, China came to their aid immediately because they have to. Next article.
I mean, just think about it. It'll be stupid for China to allow a U.S.-controlled puppet government right at its borders.
Oh, definitely. China and Russia. Exactly, Scotty. China and Russia engaged in the U.S. In the Korean War. And actually, you got to remember, the Korean War has never ended. It's still going on. It never, ever ended. A lot of people don't know that. So, very, very important. They're not going to have, and because of the overall holdings, North Korea is the prize of that area because of its vast, vast minerals. And we talked about this a while ago, and now they're just starting to say it. But this is very, very critical because that is a strategical place in order to maintain the overall, for the system to maintain the overall control of things. And that's what they need. So, very, very important. Okay, next one. Article comes from Mail Online. U.S. carrier group leads the biggest yet drills with India and Japan. And let me tell you, China don't like this. U.S., India, and Japan took part in the annual naval drill off the coast of India. The exercise known as Malbar is said to be showing the strength against China. So, you know, they don't like that. Next article, this one comes from, I got this from the victoryreport.org. It says China's government, huge search for ETs. Check out that, extraterrestrials. Check out that article. Next article, this one I got from Reuters. And I meant to put this on Friday, but I forgot, and I meant to put it on Monday. I forgot to do this. This one comes from Reuters. Florida police says Venus Williams entered the intersection lawfully before the crash. So check out that article on there. Next article, this one comes from Channel News Asia. South Korea's first black model faces widespread racism. Seoul, teenage male model Han Hung Min is long-legged and powerful and has made him a rising star on the South Korean catwalk. But check out that article. He's half black. So check out the article. Next article comes from Press TV. Saudis failed to bring Qatar to his knees. And this next one I got from Veterans Today, Qatar. This is what Qatar said. We're too rich to worry about Saudi Arabia. And this is going to be a part of the destabilization. Next article I got from Press TV as well. Russia ready to expel U.S. diplomats. Just before celebrity figurehead Obama left office, he expelled a bunch of Russian diplomats and seized their overall their estate in the U.S., which is, you know, that is actually, you know, but by way of the governmental rules is actually highly against the law, because that actual is Russia's land, wherever their embassy is. And so check out that article. So now Russia's saying that they're going to be kicking out. And this is how you move. These are the steps you move before war, when you start expelling diplomats. So Russia says now they're going to do it as well. They were waiting for their homeboy Trump to, and then he didn't do it. So a lot of stuff going to be happening pretty soon. Next article, this one comes from Business Insider. What happens to your body when you binge watch TV? Check out that article. Pretty good one. Next one, this one comes from the Daily Economist. China begins the process of creating the world's first sovereign cryptocurrency on the blockchain. Very, very important. While Japan's government is going overboard to allow and perhaps even integrate Bitcoin into its economy, which they're doing now, China is doing just the opposite by seeking to create its own sovereign cryptocurrency within its borders to compete directly against Bitcoin and other blockchain-based digital currencies. Say hello to the digital renminbi. So, going to explode that whole scene. So, and then the last article I got from Bloomberg, Trump's son was told Russia sought to hurt Clinton, email shows. So this is, you haven't heard us, all this is on the news, and this is part of the psyops that's going to move us into what I believe is going to be into World War III, that's going to turn into global nuclear war one. So we're going to talk about that as well today. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, we're getting ready to start the show. And it's going to be about the spiritual law of harmonic frequencies. And then we're going to touch some of the stuff on current events, what's going on. Very, very important. But I do want to say this before we get started. I definitely anticipate that as the economy starts to unfold, and this is unfolding based off of the geopolitical staging of what's going on, both economically, domestically, and geopolitically, as far as with North Korea, this is going to cause for some very, very shaky times in the U.S. But one of the things I said when we started the show, that this is the false flag area that we're in right now. And I want you to be aware of that, because I do anticipate something of that nature happening relatively soon, because that is what everything is shaping up to be. Just want you to be prepared for that. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. And I do anticipate when that happens, just before that happens, certain things is going to, the commodities of the precious metals are going to do very well, and the cryptocurrencies are going to absolutely explode. And then once they explode, the commodities of the precious metals will follow as well. So these are some of the things I think is very, very important for you to know beforehand, before these things happen. And I'm going to jump into that maybe towards the end of the show, but I want to get into today's show. All right, so jumping into today's show, there's an article that I posted yesterday that I would think is very, very good for you all to read. It comes from the Waking Times, and it says the science curing cancer disease. Let me wait for it to load. I was guessing. I'm going to make sure I don't. Give me a second, you all. And it is the science of curing cancer and other diseases with sound and resonant frequency, and which is very, very important. I'm a firm user of frequencies, and I know it's not something that I believe works. I know it works, and it's so important. And I just wanted to give you some, you know, talk about this with you all, and just give you some of my thoughts, some of the things that's worked for me, and then how you can do it as well. But I want to go to this article as well. And then there's a quick short video about in here. You could check it out. All right, it says, so healing with sound is not new is not a new method of healing. It's been around since the last invention of the Royal Rife frequency machine, which goes far beyond Dr. Rife's frequency machine, which was a very good frequency machine, and the U.S. government couldn't get him under control, so they actually started to kill a bunch of doctors that signed up for it and drove him out the country and everything else. So it was very, his machine was very well, but it was not the anything new. His microscope was not anything new. It's been around, that technology has been around for a while, as this article says. Ancient indigenous cultures, including the Egyptians, Tibetans, Sumerians, etc., understood the powers of vibrations for more than 500,000 years for treating a whole handbag full of illnesses. Technological sound healing devices began appearing in 1928 when the German scientist Erwin Schleppheit discovered that sound accelerating healing. That sound accelerated healing. But the use of gongs, cymbals, bowls, crystals, and even the giant pyramid of Egypt also provide advanced sound healing before these interventions were introduced, which is very true. Rife is credited as being one of the most famous forward thinkers in the 20th century because he discovered a cure for cancer simply by using vibration energy or sound frequencies. He talks about it extensively in his book, The Cure for Cancer That Works. And that is a very, very good book. The Rife machine, you can actually still buy variants of it or even it today. They put that man through, but it was really, really good stuff what Rife did. His work was a rediscovery of ancient mathematical principles of sound. Right. Move down. Rife, Clark, John Crane, Tesla discovered the phase. Move this down. And numerous others were silenced. Stop moving. Most recently due to the FDA, because the FDA has always, the FDA gave Rife problems, Clark problems, Tesla, it wasn't around before Tesla, but actually the FDA was actually created was originally the Bureau of Chemistry. What does that mean, the Bureau of Chemistry? That means that it was the pharmaceutical companies. And then they sold out Congress, and Congress made the agency known as FDA. And I call them the Federal Death Administration. And in the Bureau of Chemistry, they wanted doctors all over the country in the U.S. to stop prescribing colloidal silver because it was curing everything, and they only wanted them to prescribe their synthetic drugs. But it wasn't. The doctor said no because that stuff don't work, and then that's when they brought out Congress. So the article goes on. Competing interests in the profitable radiation and chemotherapy industry, the general undercurrent of keeping people sick and tired so that they cannot experiment a fully realized life. What if a method of sound therapy has passed through the walls of oppression since the time of Rife. There's an old parlor trick that would entertain us, that would entertain any among us, including the young man who figured out how all on his own in a YouTube video below, by using resonant frequency, is able to break the glass with only his voice. The phenomenon works in more grandiose ways as well. From damaging bridges to killing cancerous cells and deadly antibiotics, resistant bacteria, yet it is still not a common practice often offered when you visit your doctor for any annual checkup. Why? Now check out this article. Check out this YouTube video. In the YouTube video, this young man actually breaks the glass using just his voice. And it says, what is resonance? First, let's look at what sound, resonance, and frequencies outside of the medical applications can do. Harmonic oscillations. The moment that sound waves, the movement of sound waves can happen in such a specific degree that the integrity of large structures is compromised. Based, that's how they say the walls of Jericho was taken down, and some of the technology that our ancestors were able to use in creating the great cities and the great buildings and the projects that they have now, probably some of the technology that they were using was harmonic frequencies to actually levitate at different things to put them into place. So in actuality, we are not the advanced culture that we think we are. The cultures from behind us, the ancient cultures behind us, were far more advanced because of the technology that they had at their disposal and what they were able to do, that which is hidden from a lot of people because the system doesn't want you to know how powerful you are. So the article goes on. And these frequencies can be used to either heal or harm. Yes. And as we speak now, they do that. And what happens is that the system always wants to use it as a measure of harm, known as acoustic weapons. And they use them on the battlefield now, and they also use them as riot control within the cities. If you ever see, as we go through the phase of rage and terror that's going to be happening and through rioting and everything else, if you ever see a vehicle pull up with a large disc on it, and they start pointing it towards the crowd, whatever you do, get out of the way, because they're going to be using acoustic weapons, and that stuff will make you violently ill or kill you darn near instantly. And it was a while back when they were having the incidents in Baltimore, the coerced incidents in Baltimore, the rioting that was actually instigated. I was, at the time, it was on with Blackonomics, and one of the callers called in, and he was there live on the air out in the streets. And one of the things that I said to some of the protesters was that, listen, if you see them come out with what's going to look like a large satellite disc on the police vehicles or anything like that, get out of the way. And because that is going to be the acoustic weapons that they're going to be using against you, which they now have deployed into the general field. And lo and behold, what do I see on CNN, on Cerebrally Naive Network later on that night? And Dave Anderson texts me right after that. He said, Joe, man, he said, I thought you was tripping when you said that. I'm looking at this thing, and that's what they deployed. Yes, this is what they were going to be using. There are ways that you can defeat it, but it depends on where you are, where it is, and how many there are. So if you do and you don't have any way to defend yourself against this, if you happen to catch yourself if you catch yourself with it being directed towards you before they set up, that's the time to get out of. This is why that type of stuff, you got to be strategical in all you do. Don't set yourself up for failure. And we always do. We congregate and we do what the system has trained us to do. And this is how they're able to use their overall tactics and technology against this, and you're not coming with any. So don't get caught up, because they will use these weapons against you. And lo and behold, something that could happen is that, you know, they may say that they're going to set it for one at one frequency, but if they change that frequency, they won't just be hurting people's ear and causing them to back up, and you won't be able to defend yourself against this. It'll make you violently ill or cause immediate death right then and there, because it's just that strong. They can definitely do that. That technology is there, as the article says, either to hurt or to harm. Seems funny how the system always wants to use it to enforce their overall will, or to get us to surrender our will by way of using it as a weapon. They can both support the human body by matching its natural vibration or tearing a bridge apart and cause it to fall into a river below. Yes, that's the technology. And we're actually seeing this cellular type technology being used. It was used, the Russians used it against the U.S. Navy, the Aegis cruise missile, Donald the Donald Cook in the Black Sea a couple of years ago, totally nullifying the Aegis sonar technology, or the Aegis system, which is supposed to be the most advanced in the world. So the U.S. had this expensive piece of equipment, and the Soviets beat it by putting it on an old plane, and they used cellular technology and totally disabled that vehicle, where it couldn't even target, it couldn't move, it couldn't do anything. And we talked about this when it happened a couple of years ago, for those of you that was listening to us for a while. So this is what the technology that's there. So it goes on. The latest research that brings us to the works of Anthony Hollinus, a musician professor who had a twin interest in biology. He works with resonant frequency, led to the opening of a cancer lab to test what would happen to cancer cells when they were blasted with certain sound waves. And to briefly summarize Holland's work, he discovered that cancer, including leukemia, let me move this around. Breast cancer and destroyed easily at frequencies between 100,000 hertz and 300,000 hertz in targeting labs experiments. He was able to show actual cancer cells being destroyed by resonant frequency. So real quick, we got plenty of time. I want to play this, what he said about this, and then come into the discussion for today. And to me, it's extremely, extremely important. So let's hear this real quick. Let me just get this queued up real quick. This is at TEDx.
Usually I would be standing on this stage over here. Conducting the college orchestra because I'm a music professor. But tonight I'm going to talk about my moonlight activities in the field of science and how they led to a cancer research lab and an important breakthrough. Over the past 8 years, I've had the great pleasure of working with some brilliant and dedicated scientists. They were very open-minded, and we had a common dream that in the future, children would not have to suffer from cancer or from the terrible side effects of toxic drugs or radiation, because we believed there just had to be a better way. There had to be a better way, and we think we may have found it. The scientists said, "You're killing more cancer cells than as if you had used radiation." That same scientist went on, "If you had spent millions of dollars developing a new drug that killed this many cancer cells, it would be a home run." This was an astonishing thing to hear, especially for a music professor who had just completed his first experiments in a cancer lab. But we didn't use any radiation. We didn't use any drugs. So what did we do? I have here two identical tuning forks, both tuned to the note A, the note an orchestra tunes to. These forks are both made to vibrate 440 times per second. We say their frequency is 440 hertz. If I tap this fork, putting little pulses of energy into it, the second fork will also vibrate in sympathy. And if I silence this fork, we just may hear the other singing its tone. We say that I'm inducing a sympathetic resonant vibration in the second fork. It only works because both forks are tuned to the exact same frequency. Now, many of us have seen this very charming young man on the internet who shatters crystal glasses with his powerful voice. But if you watch him carefully, you'll see that first he taps the glass with his finger and listens. The glass sings its natural resonant pitch. Then he takes a deep breath and sings a loud, long note. He induces a resonant vibration in the crystal glass. The vibration grows larger and larger and larger until the glass is shattered. On the other end of the scale, we have a giant bridge made out of concrete and steel, a suspension bridge, the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. Cars and trucks and buses are going over it every day. And unfortunately, where they built this bridge, there was a steady wind blowing across it. And one day this wind induces a small vibration in the bridge, hardly noticeable. But the frequency of the vibration matches the resonant frequency of some part of the bridge. And the vibration gets larger and larger and larger until the bridge collapses into the river below. A destructive resonant frequency. So on one end of the scale, we have a giant concrete and steel bridge destroyed by resonance. And on the other, we have a small crystal glass shattered. So maybe we could shatter something even smaller, something really small, something you would need a microscope to see. Maybe we could shatter a living microorganism. But to do that, you'd need some sort of theory to serve as a basis. And we find that basis in the wonderful book called The Rainbow and the Worm, The Physics of Organisms, by a scientist, Mei Wan Ho. And that book makes a very strong case that living organisms and cells are liquid crystals, or in the least, they have many properties of liquid crystals. Now, we're all familiar with liquid crystals because they are in our laptop computer screens, LCD display, liquid crystal display. And we can change the qualities of the liquid crystals in our computer screen by sending special electronic signals to it. We can change the color and the shape on the screen with these signals. So maybe we could change a biological living liquid crystal with a special electronic signal. But in order to do that, we would need some kind of device. So we searched the U.S. patent database, and we find this invention by a physician, Dr. James Baer of Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's called a resonant frequency therapy device, and its purpose is to induce a resonant vibration in a living organism or cell. And there are two really important things about this device. The first is that it uses a very special kind of antenna. They take a hollow glass sphere, they evacuate the air, they put in some helium gas, and when we send in our electronic signals, the helium gas lights up like a fluorescent light. An electrified gas is called a plasma. So this is called a plasma antenna. And it has many special properties uniquely suited for this kind of work. The second important aspect about Dr. Baer's invention is that the output always pulses. It's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. This is very important because when you're doing research on the effects of electromagnetic waves on living organisms and cells, if the signal is constantly on, you are in danger of inducing heat in those cells. And heat causes indiscriminate destruction. And we don't want that. We want targeted destruction. So we don't have to worry about heat. And now we go to the biology laboratory, and we take Dr. Baer's device, and the hunt begins through a microscope for a frequency which will shatter a living microorganism. Now, we have a method of controlling Dr. Baer's device by an input control frequency. So if I put in, say, 100 hertz, out will come 100 pulses per second. If I put in 200 hertz, we'll get 200 pulses. So now we're searching for the magic frequency. And we start with 100 hertz, and we look through the microscope to see if anything's happening. We watch for 5 minutes. Nothing happens. So we try 101 hertz. We look through the scope for 5 minutes, and nothing happens. So we try 102, 103, and so on. Over the course of 15 months, we try hundreds and hundreds of frequencies, if not thousands, until we find the magic combination. The answer is you have to have two input frequencies, one low, one high, and the higher frequency must be 11 times the lower. It's what we musicians would call the 11th harmonic. And when we add the 11th harmonic, we begin to shatter microorganisms like a crystal glass. These are the first videos taken. We showed these videos to our friends in the biology department. They said they hadn't seen anything quite like it. Seems to be a new phenomenon. These organisms are being shattered by our electronic signals. This is a harmless organism, almost friendly, a little Blepharisma. And normally they're very fast swimmers, but when you approach a frequency to which they are vulnerable, they begin to slow down, then they stop, and then they begin to disintegrate within about 3 minutes. So now we know we can destroy a microorganism, and the question comes up, but can you target a specific organism with a specific frequency? So in this next video, you'll see a large organism in the center, a paramecium, undergoing disintegration, and swimming all around it, a tiny different organism, which is unharmed. If we're lucky, we'll also hear the audio as I narrate the experiment live in a noisy lab. Perhaps you can see the sort of fireworks effect happening in the growing blister to the right of the organism. And here comes a little neighbor wondering what's going on. Who's testing? And you can see blisters forming now on the lower left quadrant and upper left quadrant. Shape is now changing. And a major explosion at the top. So now we have some evidence that we can target specific microorganisms with specific frequencies. And we make several more videos, and we film the destruction of hundreds of microorganisms. And about this time, we meet a cancer researcher, and we show them these videos. And this results in an invitation to spend 4 months in a cancer research lab trying to shatter cancer cells. This is our setup in the lab. You can see the microscope with cancer cells on it. Here's the plasma tube, and here's my little frequency control box. So first we attack pancreatic cancer. Take a good look at this slide, because the next one will look quite different. After we treat these cells, they change their shape and size, and they begin to grow long, rope-like structures out the sides. They look something like antennas. I call them bioantennas, for biological antennas. It's as if the cancer cells are trying to tune into our signal. It also turns out this is the beginning of a process of destruction for cancer cells. We now know that cancer is vulnerable between the frequencies of 100,000 hertz and 300,000 hertz. So now we attack leukemia cells. Leukemia cell number one tries to grow a copy of itself, but the new cell is shattered into dozens of fragments and scattered across the slide. Leukemia cell number two then hyperinflates and also dies. Leukemia cell number three then tries to make another cancer cell. The new cell is shattered and the original cell dies. But killing a handful of leukemia cells is not enough for a patient. What kind of numbers can we do? In repeated controlled laboratory experiments, independently assayed by the two top experts, we killed an average of 25% to 42% of the leukemia cells, as high as 60%. They also determined that we slowed the growth rate of the cancer by as much as 65%, so a double effect. Now we attack ovarian cancer cells. This is a more distant shot. Here you see brackets coming up around the cells, showing groups of ovarian cancer cells which are being destroyed.
All right, I'm going to hold it there so we can go to our commercial break. And then we're going to jump back into the show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue. Very, very important. We just want to expand on some of this. Would love to hear from you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation on today's show, which I think is extremely, extremely important, because it's much more than just what it appears. It's so much more to it. So give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So I'm going to get back to the TEDx conference presentation that Anthony Hollins had at TEDx. So here we go, talking about what he discovered in the device that he uses to cure cancer, or the device that he invented with the help of other scientists' former works that he just improved upon and was able to use to destroy and kill cancer by using resonant frequency, harmonic frequency. So here we go.
You can see by the end of the video the great many ovarian cancer cells were destroyed. Now we attack pancreatic cancer once more. In the center of the screen is a clump of pancreatic cancer cells like a microtumor under the microscope. We turn on our electronic signals and the tumor shrinks and is broken up. The cells are disconnecting, disaggregating, the opposite of forming a tumor. And some of the cells are destroyed. In our most recent work, we attacked the deadly organism MRSA. MRSA is particularly dangerous because it's resistant to many common antibiotics. Thousands of people die every year from MRSA. They have drugs for it, but they have very toxic side effects. We found that our electronic signals could actually eliminate antibiotic resistance in MRSA. Then by adding a very small amount of a common antibiotic, we were able to kill MRSA and slow its growth rate. Since I was a 17-year-old high school student with twin interests in both music and science, I never imagined the two would come together in a cancer research lab. I now believe that the future cancer treatment rooms for children will be a very different place. It will be a pleasant place where children gather and make new friends. They probably won't even know they're sick. They'll draw pictures, color in their books, play with their toys, all the while unaware that above them are beautiful blue pinkish plasma lights emanating healing, pulsing electric fields, shattering their cancer painlessly and non-toxically, one cell at a time. Thank you.
Okay, so, excuse me, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, anytime once we open up for calls, definitely please do that, which will open up now. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I think that this is extremely, extremely important, not only for the medical field and the work that can be done in the medical field, but this is not new technology. This is has been around for a very long time, and it's been, in my opinion, conveniently suppressed. And one of the ways it has been conveniently suppressed is through the patent system. And there are many patents that are sitting and are not being used, and it is the way that the system is able to find out what they can't do by the talents and abilities that of others that they can steal and control. See, one of the things that you'll always hear me say is that the collective prudence is much more important, because with collective prudence, there is a sharing up for sustainability in the ecosystem. That's what happens. There is no valuable talent that goes to waste for everyone else to benefit from. But only in man's system of the economy do we have patents. And this is a concern that should be a concern and something that we should all address. But I think it all has to start with us individually. And I wanted to say that, you know, from, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, from an ancestral standpoint, we can look at the accomplishments of the past civilizations. But the most important thing is, what are we doing with our talents now? How are we actively using our talents to maintain those talents of the past, fostered and augmented by the talents of today, for the overall benefit of all in the human species? That would be a place that would require a lot of people to be on the same frequency and have the same resonance of energy. You remember what was spoke about, that in breaking the glass, First, you have to find out what the frequency is and use that same frequency. Now you can shatter. And that's symbolic of so many things. And one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you all about this and to get your input, and I wanted to share something that I was thinking with you all. And one of the things that I was thinking and wanted to share with you all is this. We, going forward and looking back, there is some things that we know and some things that we don't know. When we look back, I think we look back in the wrong way. And what do I mean by that? I'm saying that we look back by ways of what has been taught to us, schooled to us. And I think the only real proper way to look back is by using frequencies. Frequencies is everything. It is the essence of all life. And it's the essence of all continuous life eternally. Every living thing has a frequency. So it's more important than anything else. From the frequency develops into the evolution of everything else that we see physically and then we know as a physical existence, but it all starts with frequency. And the system knows this, and this is why they use frequencies to perpetuate their agenda to no end.
Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, you just said something about history or looking back, and, you know, this is what I see about patents, is what you were talking about. All right, what is the purpose of a patent or copyright but to protect the intellectual property or the inventions of an individual? In the past, I have read about, let's just say, because I'm going to tie this to slavery, all right, the cotton gin that was made by Eli Whitney. Well, people started copying that on plantations all over the place, and he didn't necessarily get paid for that. All right. So, but patents and copyrights are especially part of a capitalist system. Now, what is the root word of capitalism but capital? Well, what's the Latin word for capital? It's count. Count. Now, Thomas Jefferson, much celebrated figure in U.S. history, wrote about calculating his wealth by counting his victims of slavery. So in an ideal society, we would make inventions not so that we can profit personally for them, but so all of humankind can profit. So that's all I wanted to add.
No, exactly, Scotty. And that's what I was saying about the ecosystem. All of the talent is shared for everything that it affects. And that's what's so important. And exactly what Scotty is. And I firmly believe that the patent system was really developed for one thing and one thing only. It wasn't developed for what they said it was, to protect your intellectual properties at all. That was the trick. That was the what they wanted to get you to believe, and we all know this. What they were really was doing was they were controlling the talent. Now they, you know, those is just like anything else that you have. If you allow someone to hold your money, if you allow them to hold your talent, if you allow them to hold your free will, if you allow them to control your free will, your talents, your abilities, they're going to have two lives and you're going to have none. They're going to be able to, because they can't do it themselves. This is nothing more than stealing to manipulate, and it's different than the ecosystem. The ecosystem shares all of its talents, while man steals talents to manipulate and subjugate, and his patent office is where they should do. Because one thing about a patent is that you have to divulge how you invented it and how it works. And when you do that, you're giving your talents and ability to be used by the system against you.
Another thing,
and they'll
Dave,
pay you a piece of paper. But go ahead, Scotty.
Another thing, I haven't researched this myself personally, but I have heard people say that back in the day, black inventors would go to file their patents and they would deny them, and then the next thing you know, their patents have been, their inventions have been stolen.
Yep. Yep. This is one of, this is something that we always fall for. And the thing is that if you want to really be sovereign and independent, you can't ask permission for it. You have to invoke it. Because the system will give you freedom, something that you can own, because they'll repossess it. And it's so important. So important.
Now, Dave, I'm
that
not
we
telling
use. Go ahead, Scotty.
I'm not telling people, because I'm talking about an ideal world. If we lived in a world that was based on justice and mutual respect and everybody, you know, putting in for the benefit of all. That's not the system we live in. So I'm not going to tell people, if you come up with an invention, not to protect it. Because, you know, the system that we live in, you know, we have to do what we have to do to survive. So I just want to add that disclaimer. I'm not telling anybody. I'm just sharing my thoughts.
No. And I would say this, is that when you do patent it, you give away everything, because now the actual, like the black you know, people back in the day, they would file for a patent and have it denied, and then all of a sudden that it's created. Well, see, the patent office is extremely important in stealing and harvesting energy. I think this is what should happen. This is just me. I'm not telling you to do this. This is just me. If there was something of great value that I discovered, and one of the things about frequencies is that the frequency will tell you this. And this is, I think, is very, very important and crucial that we get this. And I'm glad Scotty said what he said, because this is one of the points that I wanted to share with you all and see what you thought. You see, the glass won't break unless you know the frequency of the glass. The glass won't break unless you know the frequency of the glass. Too many times we come with our frequency and we think that those that we entrust ourselves with and everything that we do, that they're on the same frequency as us. And what happens? The glass doesn't break. It stays. It holds its form. Is not shattered. This is why that glass, that proverbial glass ceiling that so many people talk about via different communities, ours and others in humanity, talking about breaking these, you can't break that glass unless you know the frequency of that glass. And this is the thing. If that frequency of that glass is so low, why would you ever want to actually lower your frequency? Maybe it's time that you only align with those that have that same frequency as you. And this is why I say this. This is very, very important. Throughout history, there were ancestors that were benevolent, and they didn't have a malevolent agenda. Then others would come with a malevolent agenda to subjugate, steal, and everything else. They were on a different frequency. You can never make a deal with the devil without losing your soul, because your frequencies and your energy don't resonate. And this is why one of the things that's so important for us in developing everything from individually to collectively, you should only be resonating with those that resonate in the same frequency as you. Because if this is going to, this is what I think you're always going to run up against. The frequency that has the stronger wave is always going to rebuff the one that's not. You can't align. And I would say, don't align yourself with anything that is not of a frequency of yours. Imagine if ancestrally, and I say that for this reason, imagine if ancestrally they didn't try to, if there were, for those that did, I don't know and you don't know. We weren't there back then when it happened, but we know where we are right now. But we, it's probably safe to say that to engage and try to align and try to even to in battle, one of the things that we have to realize is that we have to realize the frequency of an attacker. And this is the thing, if our frequencies don't align with that attacker, then we're not going to be able to shatter that. So what am I really saying? The frequencies is very, very important. It has to be protected at all times. It should be the focus, because we need to be really be focusing on things that really do matter, that do bring about meaningful shatterings of the past that actually weigh us down and actually keep us in a position of disadvantage at all times until we start doing something completely different. Just as with this cancer therapy, if they were to continue to do what they've been doing, we would have had the continuous rate of mortality and success that they have would have not gotten any better. You're gonna have to do something different in order to get a different result. At some point, at some time, you have to remember we can never ever use the same consciousness that created the problem in order to solve the problem. It's gonna have to be totally different. Gotta do different things. And the frequencies is so important, because frequencies can't lie. Frequencies can't deceive. And I think it's in our best interest to start first with frequencies and watch the cancer that we're able to destroy. Watch the disease, the famine that we're able to destroy. Individually first, and I say that for this reason. I do it myself. And this is what I mean. I look at the world, and I'm talking about me, and I'm saying, not saying this is how everyone else should do. I look at the world differently. I look at the world first and foremost from harmonic frequencies first, because that's the essence of it all. Everything is a frequency. And because of that, I'm starting to, and it's been beneficial to me, to be able to shelter myself and shield myself from resonant frequency that is not in my best interest. I always focus where my frequency is. And I always want to resonate with those that resonate at such a frequency. It's mutually beneficial. And the thing about it is that I don't seek anything else outside of that. It doesn't matter what somebody did 10 years ago, 15 minutes ago, a million years ago. It matters how you resonate now. It matters how you're going to resonate going forward. So I don't know all of the things that happened yesterday, but I do know how I resonate now. And by focusing on that and featuring that as the primary foundation of my direction, the peace that I find is unshakable. And I think it's important for all of us to be, you know, to do things that resonate with us, because we all have the unique ability to have different frequencies. That's what makes this whole living experience so beautiful. That's what makes this eternity so beautiful. What worked for someone over there, what worked for someone back here, what worked for someone a million years ago may not be the overall resonance of the frequency of right now, because the earth herself may not resonate in such a way. The atmosphere may not resonate in such a way. And there are so many lies that can be told throughout history that you could be on the wrong channel. And if you're on the wrong channel, you're getting the wrong frequencies. But I think what's so important, if you listen to the presentation, is that when there was the plasma frequency was turned on, the cancer developed antennas. When you start to want to resonate in a way, you will form antennas. Things will come to you that you never even asked for, because your antenna was up and you were looking for a specific frequency. And it may not even be the exact same thing that you were looking for, but lo and behold, what it carried with it was exactly what you needed, because you changed your frequency. I talked to Brother Bragg. And Brother Bragg said, and I laugh every time he says, he said, Dave, I don't know where this, I don't know. It just come to me. I don't know how I get this stuff, where it come from. It just come to me. That's because Brother Bragg puts up his antenna and he changed his frequency. And that frequency is tuned in to everything that resonates that way. So why is this so important? To me, it's been extremely important because it's brought about a balance. I don't need someone else's teaching. I don't need someone else's mastery of things. You can start with your own frequency from right where you are, because individually that's important to you. And then from there, you can develop and resonate with others that are on that same. Every living species is not the same. Yes, there are things that we all have somewhat in common, but the reaction to different things is completely different. Similarities, but different. And the importance of that is that the great creator made no two people alike. And if we don't resonate with that, we fall in the falsehood, not the truth. We've fallen into so many falsehoods, but the truth still remains. I firmly believe that the great creator, in the overall development of things, everything was made perfect. But man tells you you're not perfect. You're striving to be perfect. Who's telling the lie? Who's the deceptive one? Who has an agenda? Who is proven to be the manipulator? So why in the world would we ever, ever, ever give energy to anything? And if we start to resonate our frequencies, the antennas go up, and there is no lie. The sun resonates with you differently. The atmosphere resonates with you different. The changes that happen, you are aware of. You can tell the disturbance in the overall frequency in the harmonic resonance of things. You'll be able to, and this is not something that you can actually, this is something that was already given to you. You just have to use it. Anything that the great creator is never wasteful. Whatever was given to you, if you don't use, you lose. There are different people in all different forms and different arts of different things. And there's this guru and that guru. But none of them are the great creator. What's perfect is what has already been given to you. Develop it. Because your frequency is different than that individual that's there and this individual here. But there is a likeness in how you resonate that there can be cooperation. There's some point and some time that may be where you cannot work with someone. That may not be your fault, or it may be your fault, but it's still the truth. In the moment that you can recognize it, then you won't have to give energy to something that is futile. If only if we would just go back to basics, the foundation. You are already perfect. And if we're striving to be perfect, that means that our perfections is being lost. We're dropping them. We're dropping our talents, our abilities. None of us asked to be here. None of us asked to be here. So the responsibility eternally is not ours, primarily. You didn't ask to be here. But since you are here, it's perfect. Now let's live in it perfectly. There is no but about it unless you put a but in it. How you resonate will always determine what your antennas will start to pick up. What signal will you start to pick up? What attractions will you bring to you? What energy you will bring to you and what energy you will give off? And we've been thoroughly indoctrinated and domesticated into giving off the energy of the demigods. The deception and the manipulative nature of man. That was taught, and those that engage in it have decided that this is the direction that they will go into. And because of that, there are the obstacles that go along with it as well, and the consequences of it all. Some consequences you may never know because you choose not to go that route. There are other consequences that you will know, but it may be temporarily because you choose to deal with it in a temporal spacing. Once again, the power is always yours. You are the guru. You are. Because your energy was given to you like just like those that you admire or those that you despise. There is no difference. There is a difference in the overall how it resonates, what frequency you're on, yes. But all frequencies are powerful. Do we not need, when we look at this world, can we see a powerful destructive frequency and energy that has been at work? That is case and example and evidence to substantiate and validate that truth. You could be just as powerful. Very, very important that we start to resonate that way. We got a caller in queue, Brother Davis. Then we're going to go to the commercial break after that. Brother Davis, Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show, your show as well. What's going on, Brother Davis?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my friend.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to call up about tomorrow night's show, but I also wanted to bring to people's attention something I read today. It's very disappointing, and it has to do with Black Talk Radio in general. You see, we are under attack. We've been telling you we've been under attack. And how much of this attack do you think that we're going to be able to withstand without your participation? Because I'm going to tell you something, as it stands right now, we don't see exactly when, but we know there is an end. If there's anything that we could do about that in the meantime, I would suggest that we rally ourselves together so that we do so. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's going to be a serious void when Black communication cannot be connected to by anybody who has the ability to do so. Okay, and now in reference to tomorrow night's show, we fail to realize that we are live and well kicking, running under a program of corruption. That program of corruption is not focused on one thing. You see, corruption takes place in various levels. And this is what I'm trying to help you identify, where the corruption is taking place in your life and what you can do about it. Because literally, we have gotten away from coming home from school and seeing our parents reading the paper. And we didn't really partake of the whole understanding of what they were doing. But what they were doing was stimulating their minds with words. Now, even if the stories didn't make sense, the accumulating of stimulating your mind with words put you on what's called a self-thought process. We've gotten away from that. We have been herded through corruption of the many levels. It could be greed. It could be ego. It could be need, desire. It could be a number of different things. Corruption doesn't work on any one level. I'm trying to help you understand that in order for us to break the program's power over us, we have to identify sovereignty. See, when you understand self-sovereignty, a lot of things connected that you don't really see every day. One of them is integrity. There's certain things that, perfect example, people who have been married a long time, there's certain things they're not going to do because it would interfere with the integrity of their marriage. And they don't feel as though the cost is worth the payment. You see what I'm saying? And that's what we have to do. We have to examine ourselves so that we can see clearly that the cost of us not acting is going to be more of a cost to us than us for taking action. So please be with me tomorrow night and we can sit down and have an interactive monologue of how to identify the pitfalls of the corruption. And give you an idea, another one, if you could be hungry during the course of the day and all of a sudden you know you want to stop and get something to eat and you tell yourself, I'm not spending my money with fast foods because I know it's poison, but yet you're hungry enough to put yourself in a position to compromise your idea. That is a corruption that is working on you, and you already know the cost. So that's just to give you an idea what tomorrow night's show is about, but please come with a pen on a piece of paper, because the dialogue and the information you take is what you can apply to yourself immediately to initiate the change that will make your life and your future better. And hopefully, we all benefit by understanding the importance of our sovereignty, is that when we hold hands, that sovereignty connects. So that leads us into another area of a different program. But look forward to tomorrow night's show. This is Brother Davis, seeking to have your attention, your time, and your talent tomorrow night's Wise Wednesday. Thanks, Brother Dave. I appreciate you, man. The show you're doing tonight is exceptional as well.
Brother Davis, always, always much love to you and Sister Davis. Tomorrow, definitely the deceptive nature of corruption. Got to be there for that. Wise Wednesday will be here. So it is just so edifying for us, and I truly, truly do appreciate. So tomorrow, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Looking forward to that. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation when we come back, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025, because the brainwashing that has happened is quite severe. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Looking forward to talking to you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. We got a caller in queue and want to go to that caller out of area code 404. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave. Hey, Brother Scotty. Hey, everyone listening.
Hey, Sister Jada. What's going on?
Awesome show. It was really an eye-opener, and it was awesome. But I just wanted to kind of contribute to what you were talking about frequencies, because even being a parent, anyone who is a parent, and a lot of times we don't even take out the time to sit down and teach our children, like really teach them, and
right.
Because when I stand and I'll watch a parent, the first thing a parent will do is they'll say, "Oh, shut up," or they'll say something like, "Oh, just go sit down," as opposed to them really listening and really trying to understand what their child is trying to, you know, say to them, and it kind of puts that wedge between the parent and the child and causes confusion due to lack of patience, because if you're out there working every day and you have to deal with the stresses of the world, you bring that
right.
stress home. So
right.
that's a frequency in and of itself, and then you don't
part of the corruption that Brother Davis is talking. Right. Yes.
So it's just really interesting, and as Brother Davis was talking, as you were talking, I said, man, it's kind of the same thing with parenting. So then you raise a generation that's it's like everything that you were taught, you didn't teach the child, and the baby was kind of thrown out with the bathwater. So, and I even realized that even with me, it was done with me. And a lot of life's lessons had to teach me, but every morning I get up and I say, okay, let's pray, you know. Then I sit down and I say, what's going on with you guys? Let me hear what's going on. And I actually want to hear what they have to say. Why? Because then you start to tap into their frequency and really understand mentally, emotionally, psychologically, or physically what they're going through. Then you begin to tune in and say, okay, well, my child is going through this. They're having an emotional issue. They're having an imbalance. You really begin to be sensitive with what they're saying as opposed to just shutting them off. So I just kind of wanted to just contribute that. Because it's so important, you know.
It really is, Jada, and because it's this balance, it's tuning. You know, we have to get back in tune. We have to get back in tune, because when we're out of tune, because we are frequencies. Everything that's living, that the great creator made, that's living, has a resonant frequency of sustainability. You know, and then when we are out of tune, we are what? Out of balance, harmonically out of balance. And we're not in tune to ourselves. And these are things that's so important, especially with our, you know, with the children, is that we have to give them that opportunity to tune themselves and to be able to develop the ear, the frequency ear, to understand when they're out of balance. And, you know, a lot of times we'll look at and we'll say, what's wrong with me? What's this or with that? You know, we first always and exclusively think of something spiritual, I mean, something physically. When in actuality, it could be that you're not in tune. You know, you hear the old saying, be in tune with yourself. Have you heard your frequency? You know, one of the things that I do, some say that this is the way that you can do it, but this is what some say. That's still what some has said, but I think there's different ways to get in tune with your frequency. One of the things that I like to do personally may not work for you or anyone else, which is very, very important. You know, we don't need leaders. You know, we need great individuals that have talents, because that's the most important thing. And everyone is different. You have to find what is good for you, where your balance is, where your tuning is. You know, one of the things I like to do is I like to put myself in a very quiet space with no outside audible noise that I can hear. And I love just even not speaking and just putting my hands in my ear and just listening to the great silence, because there I start to hear my frequency. And it's very, very important that I think for me, it's important that I do that. It's important. There are things that are important to you as a created, talented individual. In order for you to be, you know, some people have to do this or have to do that. You have to know what that is that you do well and create your own balance. And then nurture that balance. It's very, very important that we do that. Because we, you know, frequencies, that's the way that frequencies work. The one thing about frequencies is this, is that once it's created, it can never be extinguished. And that's the real true essence of our eternity. That's what's going to be eternal. Our frequency is eternal. The physical being is not. And once that frequency and that energy moves away from that overall body form no longer resonates. Isn't that really the essence of our existing lives? But as man tells you, is that you're guaranteed. Everything that man tells you that you're guaranteed, they absolutely lie at. So when are we going to start realizing that, you know, there's an old saying. If someone always tells you who they are and continues to be what they are and they keep telling you who they are, when are you going to believe them? When were you going to believe that this system, not for you all that listen to Tando Radio Show, because all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show and engage in the show, you already, you know, this is something that you come to grips with. Probably you never even came to grips with it. It was just how you resonate. But when we look at society, and that's on society, that's their overall battle that they need to deal with. But I think it'd be wise for us never to forget that we should actually believe the system when they say that there's nothing that they do or say that can be trusted. And once you develop that and see what their frequency on that, and then you'll see that, yep, that's what they're going to do. It's who they are, is what they decide to do. And it'd be who of us to believe it and stop wishing upon something that will never, ever happen. Got to create it. So it's very, very important for us to engage in just because the system doesn't teach our children how to have self-respect, how to cultivate there and to develop a lonely path. We think, and a lot of times we think that being lonely is a bad thing. Lonely may be a bad thing, but being alone is not. Because every single person here is alone. Doesn't matter if you got millions of people, that you could be at the baseball game with everybody around you. You are alone because you're the only one that resonates the way that you resonate. You're the only one in that overall sphere of eternity. You're sharing it with everything else around you. And the important thing is that in that sharing, you want to create an environment, a sphere, a universe, a celestial entity of energy that sustains that sharing for those that resonate along with that same process. And so this story, to me, was much more than just curing cancer. And as my man L.A. Ramon had commented, that's where he was able to find his peace, and that's where the overall frequency of love was really strong with him. He went over and he looped it over because it was so powerful. Your frequency is just that powerful. And it's going to continuously loop. And we might as well enjoy it. Focus more on that. Engage more in that. Develop more of that. Then, you know, a lot of things will change for us as far as this standpoint. We won't be giving energy to things that really don't matter. And things that really don't matter no longer hinder you. Wherever you are right now, you're in that perfect place. Whatever condition we're in right now, you're in that perfect place. Because you're in that perfect place mainly because, in so many different reasons, but I like, this is what always helps me, is because wherever I am right now, this is only a moment in eternity. It's not going to last if it's something that you're not, if it's not pleasant to you. And because of that, you can resonate in a way to where even what used to be unpleasant to you no longer bothers you. Because you've taken that energy away from that. You don't resonate on that. You've changed that frequency. So that frequency that frequency of debasement can no longer shatter you. You're not in tune to it anymore. Not in tune to civil rights. Not in tune to man's freedom. Not in tune to man's law. Not in tune to man's lies and deceptions. I'm not in tune to man's dominion. Not in tune to man's falsehoods. Because I believe them. They've been lying and deceiving for a very long time. But they only get to lie and deceive because many believe that it'll be something else that they'll receive. Until we realize that it's not anything that's no capital gain. As Scotty said, there's no capital gain in it. What offers no capital gain? You feed no energy to. So all of this has been around, and I say this and I wanted to really make this point because of a lot of things, a lot of energy changes that are going to be coming around. And regardless of the physical state that we're in, if we always focus on the eternal energy and resonance, then the physical state will take its rightful place. And that physical state is temporary. It's a small place. It's a small part of the moments of eternity. And it should be given a small portion of the energy. This is how people levitate. This is how people defy. This is how they're able to move. By the overall frequency, they're able to shatter everything. They're able to move mountains. They're able to create the pyramids. They're able to create the spheres. They're able to create the communications galactically. They're able to engage in the whole universe. That ability is yours. So listen, everyone, we're going to get out of here. I just want to thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. I want to say much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Frequency is everything. Much love and much respect. Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out of here, because the reason why we do that, because it's a frequency. So, so important. Brother Braggs, if you can, chime us out. Yes, sir. Much love, much respect. Yes, sir. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. Peace, light, and power.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.